Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good. Yes, He is. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God called to pray. And this is Prayer First and Prayers Like to Do in the Morning Time. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. God is good. Hallelujah. There's so many going through so many different things. But in spite of all of it, we can lift our hands to heaven and bless our Father and bless His most holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited. There are so many things going on, and some are having the actual physical storms and spiritual storms. And but you know, we have to know that God, we are to encourage each other, and God is in control. The Almighty God Himself is in control of everything. So the song, Lean On Me, Jesus said, lean on me, lean on me. I won't let you fall if you just lean on me. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We can just stop right there and shout and just lean on Him. Hallelujah. Jesus said, lean on me. I won't let you fall. I got you. I got you. I got you. If He loved us enough to come to this earth and redeem us back to Himself, cleanse us from unrighteousness, giving us a pathway to be cleansed from unrighteousness and bring us back in right relationship with the Father, our bridge, hallelujah, certainly He wouldn't bring us, He wouldn't do all of that to say, oh, well, drop them. No. And I pray that the Lord, any and everyone that's going through something that's heavy, that the Lord would just take the weight of the heaviness, so you know He's with you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is so good. Oh, we'll just do as we always do. I was thinking, and one day I'm going to follow my outline. one day. I was thinking how wonderful it is when you have and you discover, get a clarity of revelation that God really wants to have a personal, intimate relationship with you. That He wants you to be free in Him. That you know Him and you trust Him more so than your mother and your father. I mean, absolute trust, knowing that He have you. It doesn't matter how great things are going and it couldn't get any better, or how bad it's going, you couldn't get any lower. Just knowing that He's there and He's with you and He will see you through it. He'll walk you through it. Glory be to God. Everything that you need, He has already given it to you. He will rescue us, protect us, shield us. And yes, I know we've gone through some things, and Lord, but lift your hands to heaven and say, nevertheless, not my will, my God, but thine will must be done. Hallelujah. 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 free enough to trust him. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Thank him for how he has changed you and rearranged you and the old man dropping off day by day. Can love those that would despitefully misuse you, because that is your requirement. If he, the love that he is pouring on you and pouring over on me and is in us and on us, it's enough to love those that would despitefully misuse you and hurt you. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he has it. And when we get in that place, and we, there is another place, and it's, can't touch that. That belongs to God. Oh, God. Well, we know that. Can't touch that. Woo! Glory! That belongs to God. Uh-oh. Can't touch it. Oh, glory! Hallelujah! You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. You rest in that. Shambhadidiyosa. Not just jumping and getting emotional, but it's a reality. Can't touch that. So if you want to have your way, your will, then okay. But God's way and God's will, we don't fight it. We don't resist it. Tears may be rolling down because we don't understand and we're hurting. God will fix it all. Yes, he will. When you look back and say, oh, my God, look what God did. But let us be strong and faithful and stay prayed up and concentrate and focus on being the example in the earth so the world can see what it's like to be loved by the Almighty God and to walk in his precepts, his principles, and his commandments. Who, what kingdom does not have rules? We need to get over some of this. Anything we want to do, no. Our God is a God of order. Every kingdom has rules. And the residents are expected to obey. Yeah. So we are the residents of the kingdom of God, and we walk this earth boldly, hallelujah, not resisting to have our way, but submitting to the will of God, submitting our spirit to him. It's a process, yes it is, but determined to do it. And God will help us. Amen. That was a mouthful right there. I just love my Tuesday mornings. And a lot of things have tried to get in the way. Technology, oh my goodness, you just wouldn't believe it. But I have to say, if we persevere, we will be victorious. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't like to come off as if I don't care about what I'm doing and haphazard, but there's just some things that just came up, but God has fixed it. Hallelujah. And he's going to improve it and make it better and better. Glory to God. Let's go to prayer. Father, we just thank you this morning. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. We bless your most holy name. Holy and righteous art thou, our Father. Yes, you are. We thank you for allowing us to have this time together. Thank you for filling us and refilling us and refreshing us and renewing us this morning. Thank you for breathing on us, Father God. Hallelujah. We want to lift our hands to heaven and bless you. your name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory to your name. For you are the only true and living God. Besides you, there is none other. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. And it is in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, our Redeemer, who has come into the earth. Hallelujah. To save us and to redeem us and to bring us back into right relationship. And we thank you for that, Almighty God. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. We magnify you, we exalt you. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father God. Oh, we love you this morning, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Bless your name. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your healing, Almighty God. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless your most holy name. Father, thank you this morning. Thank you for everything that you have provided for us today. Oh, glory, strength. Hallelujah, 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 protection. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Encouragement, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, reverse the negative report. Hallelujah, thank you. Thank you that it's done, Almighty God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Every provision, favor with you and favor with man. Almighty God, hallelujah. Made the crooked way straight. Oh, bless your name, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, bless your name. Bless your most holy name. Hallelujah, we thank you that you've ordered our steps through your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Glory, 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 glory. Pure, pure and holy. Hallelujah. Pure and holy, pure and holy. Righteous. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you for how you're changing us. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you for guiding us, speaking to us and through us. Hallelujah. That we may be pleasing to you this day. Oh, bless the children. Hallelujah. From the youngest to the oldest as they go out to achieve an education, Almighty God. The building, the pathway. Hallelujah, the transportation mode. Hallelujah. Secure and protect, Almighty God, every pathway. Almighty God, protect them while they're in school, on their way home, and once they arrive, peace and sufficient needs met. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your seasons everywhere. Almighty God, protect them. Heal. God, passionate, caring people all around them. Almighty God, your young adults. Almighty God, give hope and encouragement to remain strong in you. Oh, God, thank you. Let them not be enticed to bend and break. Hallelujah. But to stand firm and tall. For you, Almighty God. We thank you, Father. Thank you for the sweetness of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, you are truly welcome in our lives. And we thank you for your presence this day. In Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, and we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to do something again that I did a few weeks ago. I'm going to ask you to pray for me as I pray for you. Let's get in the habit of praying for each other. Hallelujah. I'm just going to refer to all of you as the do team, the morning do team. Hallelujah. Yes, the morning do team. Yeah, hallelujah. The morning do team. Glory to God. You can call me and let me know what you think about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're the morning do team. I love you guys. Hallelujah. Well, let's do as we always do. Let's get into the Word of God and see what God is saying to us. And I know some say, well, why you always read the same thing over and over and over and over? Well, this is what I was given to do. And I do understand that faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Bless His name. So the scriptures that has been given for me to share, if something is in it. So let's see. Psalms 1:1-4. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. God, who you get your counseling from. There's no separation. World and the kingdom of God in how you live. You must live honorably we must live honorably regardless to the where we are in life. Business, we still can be honorable and do business. We are governed by a higher standard. And because we are, it will glorify God. Okay? Godly principles apply in every walk of life. Amen. Godly principles. So we are conscious as to where and who we let speak into us. How about that? Stay in the word. We really need to, all of us, to just eat this word. Get it into your spirit, all in every part of you. Just let it saturate, penetrate. And watch what it does. Watch where it takes you. 2 Chronicles 13-14. We don't have to wonder aimlessly, saying, I don't know what to do. Yes, here is a good, this right here. We can start right here. Listen. And the Lord said, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Just saying. When we see our children, there were times that we just would never be they would never be, these things would never be identified with our children. We, who've been given the gift of prayer. Prayer brought us through. We, and if perhaps this was our purpose to be here in these United States, perhaps that's why the affliction came so severe, to prevent us from doing that we were called to do. Hey, somebody, when we get together and pray, and now I understand that there are people, oh, I don't need corporate prayer. I can pray anyway. But something happens when the children of God come together on one accord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Crying out to the God of their salvation. God, we thank you for hearing us when we pray. Glory be to your name. Something happens. Change comes. Glory. And in our bellies and from the belly of the Spirit of God. Falls into our bellies. And songs of deliverance and songs of Zion come forth. Glory be to your name. You might need to study your history and the history of your hymns. Hallelujah. Same tune. Oh, God. Just different lyrics. Hallelujah. In prayer. Hallelujah. They came forth. Oh, there's power in prayer. Hallelujah. And one accord. Hallelujah. I'm just saying that right there, we can stop right there. And when we doing that, let God bring forth, oh, hallelujah, glory. Yes, we have some awesome weapons and train and skill men and women guarding this nation. But I'm here to tell you, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, if we don't have the living God guarding the four corners of this nation, glory be to your name. If we don't have the saints calling out and welcoming him in these United States, we're in a bad situation. Hallelujah. And it's not pretty. But when we come on one accord and call on the name of the living God, the only true and living God, the great creator, hallelujah, the sovereign Lord, he's from everlasting to everlasting God. Hallelujah. Great and mighty. He sits high. Yes, he does. And nothing is too hard for him. And there's no God. He said in the sacred scripture, I know of none. But when we call on it, heaven comes to see about us. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We glorify you and magnify you and exalt your most holy name. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your care. Yes, we do, Almighty God. Now, Father, we ask that you step in the minds of those that you have put in office to run this nation. Let them know that they're just men, and their very heart is in your hand. Great God from Zion, guard us and protect us. Oh, yeah, my son. Oh God, oh God. We praise our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean. We thank you that Puerto Rico was spared. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico. Yes, we do. Oh, God. For we know that the earth belongs to you. And we know that all souls are yours. Shamba Kundarada. Have mercy, Almighty God. Have mercy, have mercy. Bring forth strong apostles, apostles indeed. Bring forth strong and pure prophets, prophets indeed. Shamble call from heaven, delivered on this earth at this appointed time. For this time, for this season, glory be to your name. The evangelist, Almighty God, infused with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The missionaries on the field, bold, Almighty God, fuel, Almighty God, with determination to spread the word of God, to live a life that will change lives and tell the dying world who you are, Almighty God. Shambodo, the book is laid open and the assignments are clear. Shambodo, Ramada, let the preachers preach with fire. Holy Ghost fire that cannot be duplicated. That changed lives, that cut, that healed, that corrects. That's so clear that a confused child could understand. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Ramokuna. Miracles, signs, and wonders. So much in your word is running over. With truth. And understanding. Oh God, we thank you this morning. We glorify you. We exalt you. We extol you, Holy God. Yes, we do. Thank you this morning. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that our day will glorify you. Our day, our passion that you've given us to walk this earth. We'll lift you up. Oh God, not in exaggeration, but in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Walking firm, Almighty God. We glorify you this day. We exalt you this day. There is none like you. Oh God, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory. Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee, my brothers and my sisters, and keep thee, and make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee shalom. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Sweeter than the honeycomb, our God is. Yes, he is. Jude 1. Now, my brothers and my sisters, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Heba Siddu. Go in the power and the knowledge of God and the strength of God, knowing that he loves you and he's with you. Remember, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and I'd like to welcome you to Gathering the Harvest Ministries, 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30311, every Sunday at 3 p.m. God bless you.